Thanks to the late Sid Thrift and Mac Prine for believing in a no-name minor league manager. And I'll never forget the headlines when I came to Pittsburgh. They read Jim who? Over time, we improved our product, and we became a force in the National League East, winning 3 straight division titles. I know we also broke your heart along that way. To be on this wall with the greats, like Clemente and Stargell and Maz, and my two friends, Steve Blass and Kent Tecovi, is an honor that a man could never imagine. And today, I'm going in with 2 more Pirate legends, Manny Sanguian and my friend, and the best baseball player I ever managed, the great Barry Bonds. And we're back together again. This is a special day from a special organization and from very special people. Thank you very much.
Pirates and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Leland Saturday after the induction that included, as he mentioned, Barry Bonds and Manny Sanguian. And joining us from Pittsburgh Baseball Now is our Johnny Baseball, John Parrotto. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. They capped that great ceremony on Saturday with a series win and a dramatic walk-off yesterday, so 3 out of 4 from Cincinnati from the practical side. But let's talk about the emotional side and what that meant. Obviously, it meant the world to Jim Leland. And Barry Bonds looked happy.
Yeah, how about that? Never saw that much in the 7 years he played for the Pirates, even though, you know, for most of them, he's one of the best players in baseball. But I think he was touched, and I think, you know, he's 60 years old now, so he has a lot more perspective on life than when he did when he played here in Pittsburgh in his 20s. And I think he realizes, you know, it's nice that you're forever remembered as one of the best players in franchise history. And he did genuinely seem humbled and touched by the fact that the Pirates did induct him, and it was really nice to see.
John, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know how much you met him. I mean, how well did you know Jim Leland?
Well, I covered him his last 5 years in Pittsburgh from 88 to 92 when I began my baseball writing career at the Beaver County Times. So I got to know him pretty well, and, you know, we saw each other over the years when he played for the Giants, and, you know, a couple times after he retired, ran into him here or there. So, you know, at the time I got to know him fairly well, and, you know, I saw both sides. I saw the angry man with the chip on his shoulder side, but I also saw another side of him, Paul, who was very, very, very intelligent, could give you very good answers, break down questions that you have and give really good answers, articulate, really a hitting savant, truly, truly understood the art of hitting as much as anyone I've ever met in 37 years of covering baseball. So, you know, it wasn't always the bad side that the public saw so often. Barry could also be a very, very gregarious at times and very charming when he wanted to be.
We're with John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. John, I thought Barry got a nice warm reception in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure that there was some anxiety on his part of how he would be received, but it looked like it was a great moment.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I didn't hear any boos from my vantage point up at the very top of the stadium in the press box, and there were almost I guess 36,000 people, 37, whatever the total attendance was. And, you know, I mean, after he gave his brief speech to the crowd, you know, he started chanting, Barry, Barry, Barry. And I didn't expect that to happen. I thought he would get a good reception. I mean, he was a great player here, and it was quite the honor that they were giving him. But I didn't think he would get booed off the field, but I also thought it would be more of a polite ovation rather than a rather rousing ovation, which was, I think you could tell by the look on his face, it made him feel good, because I think deep down he wasn't sure either exactly how he'd be received, even after all these years.
And how about Manny Sanguian? Is there a more affable, likable guy that's ever played baseball in Pittsburgh?
Never. You know, I was talking to some of the younger writers on Saturday after the ceremony, and I said, you know, he may be the most popular figure as far as beloved as anybody in Pirates history, because, you know, he's been with the franchise. He came up in 67 was his first season in the big leagues. He played all those years, and then he stayed around, and when PNC Park opened, they started the barbecue stand with him and beyond the batter's eye in center field. And he just sits there and regales people the entire night. And I think almost every Pirate fan feels, not only do they like Manny, but they feel like they know him, like he's a friend of theirs because they've interacted with him at least once. And he's such a great guy, such a charismatic guy, such a happy person, just a very upbeat all the time with a lot of energy. And I do think he just connects so well with people that there's been nobody in Pirate history who's been more beloved than him.
I remember Manny Sanguin in the Pittsburgh Pirates of the late 1970s, because that's when I was really getting into baseball. And I have to say that as a baseball fan, I started following the Bucks from that point on, and it was kind of a long wait. What Jim Leland, getting back to Jim, what he means to the city and baseball fans here, it's been a long wait even now.
Well, you know, he came into a very difficult situation after the 85 season. The Pirates had lost over 100 games. He'd had the federal court, the Pittsburgh drug trials, there had been a lot of talk the Pirates might move in 85. The Galbraith family was looking to sell the team, and, you know, they were having a hard time finding somebody that wanted to buy the team and keep it in Pittsburgh, and they were starting to explore their options with owners from other cities. So, I mean, he comes in here, takes over a bad team, takes over a franchise on extremely shaky ground at the time, which, the public-private consortium bought the team, led by Dick Caligiuri, the Pittsburgh mayor at the time, and saved the team. And, within 5 years, they went from being almost out of town in the laughingstock of baseball back to a championship team in 90, 91, 92. They won the National League East, and Jim had a lot to do with it. The three most important people, I think, in that turnaround were Jim, Barry Bonds, and the original general manager, Sid Thrift, who left after the 88 season. Those were the three who really were the key architects to that turnaround and the catalyst.
I love the, back to Manny Sanguin for a second, Steve Blass once said, you know, about how just a great person and warm energy. And then he said, the only problem is I have no idea what he's saying, but he looks really happy about it. That's a beautiful thing. Johnny Baseball, John Pirotto, read all about it, Pittsburgh Baseball Now. Always appreciate your time, John. And by the way, that series win helped from the practical side. You got the Cubs in town this week. And then your odds on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being highly likely of the Pirates getting to the postseason.
Yeah, that 10-game losing streak kind of put a big dent in that, unfortunately. I'd have to say 1.5. But crazier things have happened.
That's why it's baseball. All right, John, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me.